هودي موسيقى من كنر تكن ميدا ساكنر زي ختسي بارش مفرشس بتير باسك مفرشس it gives us clear hajoha تكن ميدا ساكنر مش بقول تاس كاين مش بارش كنر نتر هلوي تيتيف سيز That's not joach in the Torah. My man Musgur, it's a great schir to have. The Oisek in Midas, a lot of different chokhmah, different chinuch. The Oisek is to the joach of the Torah that's clear, that's the shirsh. The Torah, which is the shirsh, the chokhmah. It's not the barayis of our alma. So that's clear, that's the shirsh of all the Midas. This is... It's nixi de leinaydi. When you zeiche to the teres hadrocha, for me this is a big sechias. And upon we saw that is what the teres says that a person has to focus on. Meditative says, the masber, heard the pshat is that you're coming to plug up the makom torfa, the makom where the midah kinez is nisayir. The makom akida and the kinez is nisayir. And the Nakuda, which the Maral called, is a Nakuda of Heder. It exists in a Mensha Heder. And we saw that Nakuda of Heder is that his Nakuda of Yechidus is hurting. My Nakuda is my Anoichis, my Ani. And may I be Protus, the Nakuda of the Ani that wants to feel a Yochid. A Yochid means individual, it means unique, and it means the best. I want to feel the best. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. And that is, it's lacking. It's not felt enough, it's not there. And before that, it was in this era, they gave us a matzav of kinah. There was a matzav of kinah that felt, I don't have what I want to have. Yenah has. Yenah is special. So what you have to do is, Meditative says, you have to look, to plug up, be that halal, that nekudas ahead, that either the kinah is in this era, and there's neveh from, you have to be, Mali that chalal. Mainly that's mitzvah, that's a tzivui for us, for a person taka to develop his oilam of yichidus. His oilamai, his b'shvili nivra oilam. Bringing parashas b'midbar, that's a tzivui to count klal yisro. Lashon ha'ksuvim is, su'u esroish kol adas b'nei yisro. Su'u. The Santa Lashon had a count klal yisro. It says Su'u, Su'u means lift up. So the Rabban over there stelt sich after Lashon of Su'u, and he brings a Rashi. We don't have the Rashi. The Lashon Su'u means lift up the head. It's like you, it's a sakana. Because you can't call Yisrael, you take off the head. It's a sad. It's a sad. He's gonna be beheaded. And the Rabban brings to Midrashim. He says Avada, it's a Lashon l'shvach. Zok the Rabban, Su'u tak is a Lashon of lifting up the whole person. Through Su'u, as Rosh Kaladas in Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim Vayorim Keren La'am Yisrael. That was Meroimim, the Keren of Kal Yisrael. V'yazoy. Get this Nekuda. Kamira in Yechidus, there's a Se'is. But the Chaim HaKadosh referred to Se'is means when a person focuses on Atzmai, on himself, by yourself. If you do what you could do, it's guaranteed. You're going to be elevated. When Kadosh Baruch Hu counted Klal Yisrael, every person became something separate, something a unit that was indispensable in Klal Yisrael, a unit that Chazal say that if the one person was missing, B'shas Ma'an Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't give the Torah. That was the Su'u of the minion of Klal Yisrael. This is the Se'is, the same Se'is. This is Se'is that someone when he feels the need of kinah in this earth, he has to mechazik in this Su'u, in this Se'is. So, a little bit more. The ma'isa de ga'ivin. You want to take a tzir? We have two tzirim. We mentioned that when you're working on midas and avodas midas, the tzir hanochin many times is take children. The nefesh Bahamas is exactly like a child. It's a child without seichel. We have a seichel, so our seichel gets in the middle many times. It says sometimes good things. They sound good, but bad. Some of the midas say the same exact way. You look at a child. That's the midas in the raw, in their raw state. Many parents here, Baruch Hashem. So jealousy among children is very, very common. A partial tzir, a basic tzir. It's a complicated tzir. Basic tzir, everyone knows. When you have a child, when number two comes, what happens when number two comes? So what happens to the Bechor? Bechor, Bechor, whatever she is. Whatever he is. All of a sudden, unbelievable massive of jealousy. The baby's getting all the attention. The baby's getting all the attention. Everyone's looking at him, everyone's laughing at him. Everyone's, Come out every time. If you have a normal kid, there's going to be a tremendous amount of jealousy. Some it's extreme, some it's less extreme. What do you do? What do you do? So anyone knows a little bit about chinuch, this is basic. This is a perfect tier for us. So tell the child, what do you mean? What are you being jealous? It's not going to help. What are you being jealous for? Does it gain anything? Child, he's jealous. How is Mizbati? He's Mizbati in a million ways. Mizbati, each kid has his own way of being Mizbati, is jealousy. I'll be jealous. So the basic idea of chinuch is mamish this idea. It's humanizing. The way you stop being Mizbati in the jealousy is you bring out what he has, what the baby doesn't have. Yeah, the baby's going to get all the attention. If you think the older son, all those stores, gonna get as much attention as the baby. You're living a dimion. It's not the Matthias. Right now that's the baby's yichidus. That's the baby. But the Bechor is older, he has privileges that the baby doesn't have. He could stay up later, Aleph. And Bays and this the Iker. He could help out mommy and Tati with the baby. He could bring the towel when the mother gives a bath. He could bring the spoon. You mishtatif, there's a pasha basically the chinuch. You can mishtatif the child in helping out with the parents with the kid. What are you doing? What's it accomplishing? What's it doing? Mamash, this is a tzir. This is exactly what it's doing. The child feels second rate. You bring him out, you take out his world, you take out his yechidus, you take out what he is, and what exactly the baby isn't. And you have to be mavlid, and you have to be pronounced that. He starts feeling special about himself in the right way. Parents do it the right way. You do it once, twice, it's garnished. You make him mommy's helper. You make him tati's helper. Yitaka. So all of a sudden, he has his nekudas yechidus. The mokum tour for the whole mokum achiza, the base achiza for the midas akina, is nostalgic. This is a tzir. This is a tzir l'maisa. This is exactly the way we have to. Rav Holbein one time talks about a tzir. It's for bachrim. It could be for young galay. Also, tzir echad min elef, kinas, many different scenarios. Ali Shor talks about a tzir. A bachar comes to yeshiva. A bachar comes to yeshiva. Ruven and Shimon come to yeshiva. Ruven doesn't chab so quick. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu made him. Doesn't chab so quick. Serious. Doesn't chab so quick. And also weiter. He doesn't have such the greatest memory. He doesn't remember things 1, 2, 3. He's got a chazer. So first of all, he has to go over the Gemara a few times till he chabs b'chla. And Shimon, his best friend Shimon, comes with him. He has these two miles. Chabs, Ramish, the first time. Say a ganze cheshbin. Boshu says a ganze shir. Cheshbin, Ramish chabs it. Goes in. Ramish. Also, he's a gvaldiga memory. Asking 3 weeks later, what did Moshe say in that Tosfos? Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with a good, beautiful memory. Yeah. So what happens? Wow, such a matzav, two people in the same proximity. Wow, the Reuven is jealous again. Jealous, unbelievable, jealous. Does he realize it? Doesn't he realize it? We spoke about sometimes Reuven doesn't realize it. Sometimes he's depressed, doesn't realize. Oh, but wow, he's jealous. If he's a normal, healthy person, he's jealous like anything. These are two major assets that Avada, I'm a shpia on the success of someone in the yeshiva. These are the major things. I mean, he's going to get all the chavrusas, he's going to get all the tension, he's going to be matzliach, and I'm left with message. If he realizes, which is come out the same as that tzira I just gave with the kid, that besides the fact that he takeh has nekudas, Mustama many nakudis that ataka straight down milus that Shimon doesn't have. But exactly what Shimon does have, Reuven has the other side of the coin. It's exactly like my one. Every person, who chaps quicker, this is a tzir, I'm talking about one tzir, you can do this, come out with anything. Any person who chaps right away, mitzalechot, he chaps right away. Mitzalcheni, there's a tremendous amount of shidchis. What happens when someone chaps right away? Someone chaps right away, and when he hears it, how he hears it, and how it touches it, it goes. The other person's mind, for whatever reason, there's all kinds of ma'akrim, dim things, he has to go. Of the person who chaps right away, he chaps it. Of exactly how he heard it. Shidchi, tremendous amount of shidchis. The deeper avona, the concentration to subtleties, the attention to the depth of what's being said, that person has tremendous difficulty with. Reuven, who has to work hard, he has to go over, he many times has a better avona. This is not a pep talk. I'm not giving a pep talk. I'm not giving the booster. I'm not trying to tell you. Oh, Reuven should feel good about this. Reuven Mistama, his tafkin in the veld probably is to be a bigger lamdin than Shimon. He taka his tafkin without realizing he's going to be a bigger lamdin than Shimon. Shimon, even if he wants to be a lamdin, it's very difficult. It's very difficult when you have everything so clear the first time to go over it again, to try to concentrate on the subtleties. You chop everything. You think you chop everything, but Svetans, the connection that Shimon has to what he's learning is a totally different connection. The Mama Duber, Shimon Chaps, doesn't have to chazer. He also doesn't have to chazer because he remembers. He can remember from him. When you don't have to chazer, so you just connected something once. It's transient. It's momentary. You trans chapt. Reuven has to go over it many, many times. So what happens? The Torah becomes much more part of him. Doik v'tishkach, you find that Reuven always becomes a much bigger Yerushalayim. Especially when you see he's a much bigger Yerushalayim. The Torah becomes much part of his life. This Shimon, he chapt, he did. At night, he's doing this. He's doing that. He's interested in other things. He's interested in. He didn't take the Torah and have to force it as a part of him. The Torah never became a central as it by him. And this is such a clerk's here. It's like unbelievable. You can look at Reuven and Shimon from the side and see Reuven getting so ridiculed. So push it. I mean, to Scali, he push it, he's depressed. He can't. And he doesn't realize that same thing is in 3 years down, he's going to be a venter. And Shimon's going to be this bright guy who knows how to learn a little bit, but he's going to go to work and who knows how long it is, who's going to marry what. Again, Reuven's not looking at this. Reuven is not seeing his element of yachidus. Reuven has to concentrate on his yachidus. And his yachidus, as he says, if he concentrates on me, you do what you do, you're gonna be able to go say. There's no mocking for kinah. Oh. So this is the ikr. The ikr hadgasha. The ikr hadgasha, we might have a little more tonight. The ikr hadgasha, we're going to get back to this later. That the ikr mahalach of tikkun midas hakinah is a person has to develop his nekudas yechidas. It's a long sugya. I want to talk about it behemshech. But before I want to talk about it a little more, l'mayis you have to mustar for nacha nekudah. It's nacha prat. That's two prat we need to fight for midas tikkun kinah. We mentioned this a little bit a few weeks ago. Although Avada, that's the alapes, a person has to find his nekuda v'yichidus. He has to find his b'shvili nevarim. He has to find how he's special. He's the best. Yeah, he's the best. He has to find that there's a certain chilek that he feels like he's the best. But l'maisa, when you have a matzav that's ma'ur kinah, whatever the matzav is, you're exposed to a certain hatzlocha, a certain mida, a certain matana that yena got that you don't have, a certain hasoga, a certain... Yana was successful. Yana gained and accomplished something. Accomplishment that you didn't accomplish. What happens is the way the midas and the koyichas and nefesh work is, they latch onto that exact area. That's the way they work on. The hedda that you had latches onto that exact area and it feels it wants exactly that. So you said something. Warsega, don't tell me hell about I'm the best Yerushalayim Maisa. We're holding right now for a Seder and he's saying a pshat and I get no shaykhs. Very nice. I'm a big Yerushalayim and I'm the best bigger Yerushalayim than him. Right now, everyone's varfix for us over here, and I'm left in the pine, left in the dust. You want to tell me how great it is to be a person who's poor, has so many different miles that a poor, rich person was on? Lamaisa, I'm dying for a car. I need a car. I live in Beit Shemesh. It takes me an hour to get to Yeshiva back and forth. If I had a car, it's the person that's made a cheshbon ruchni, it's an order to do for me. Friend gets a car, no problem. Has rich parents, it's a car, no problem. Yeah, a car.
I need their car.
Oh, stop telling me, yes, yes. What happens is, your koichas ha-nefesh they latch on to exactly what he has. And the nekudas ha-heder, shteltzich ha-vek, the part in you that feels lacking, it focuses, and it shteltzich ha-vek, gansin l'gabi what Yen has. It doesn't want to hear anything else. It can't move. This is all nice before ha-maisa. Koichim ha-maisa, a person maybe feels totally as a yachid, maybe it won't be chal dekinu, maybe, efshir. Abul ha-maisa, when it is chal dekinu, a person not holding the kinu is chal. It's shver tzareis game. It's very hard to go to refocus and realize there are other things. There's a second side to the coin. You latch onto that exact thing that Yen has, and the head there festers. It starts growing over there, and you feel that you have the naflu ponov. Then you have the naflu ponov of Kaya. All of a sudden, like yipol ponov, you feel garnish. For some reason, that was what Homan has. It's kol zeh ein shavli. You latch onto that thing, and everything else becomes nothing. It's very hard to get out of that. Cool out of it. So here's you have to mitzarfa tzveita nekudim. The two pronged battle mechama that we have to do with kiddush. And the tzveita nekudim is taken. The nekudim we mentioned at the beginning of the Vayelam from Eben Ezra. Now we're going to try to shtel avek way we misad of the sugi. The Eben Ezra says, and the Sham says, Eben Ezra after laughing with Sachman and says Adibris, we do. Eben Ezra's muchuzich. How could the Eibush have a tzivu? How could we have a tzivu like Sachman? Chmein the heart. The heart sees. The Yana has what I need. Exactly what I need. What I'm dreaming of. What I was trying for, like Sachma, it was me. So then he says, there's a gvul tekina. And the gvul in the kina is a gvul. Something that's chutz from the gvul of a person doesn't have kina. The Moshul is a shark of the Eben Ezra. They say the times change. But Eben Ezra says that a pauper, a person, a peasant's not going to have kina that he wants to marry a princess. He's not going to have kinah that he wants to have shaykhs to the princess, because he knows it's chutz from his tchum, you know, shaykhs to a princess. Maybe we'll give a little bit of an old marshal, that's an idea of what he's saying, is that a person sees, it's an eagle flying, soaring in the air. Most normal people, they never have a meter, they never have a kinah, oh, I wish I could be that eagle, and I could soar in the air. A bird's a bird. A bird is kmench. A mensch doesn't ever have a meter, he's going to be a bird. Would it be a shvach b'stomach to just fly like that? So, it's not in your tchum. It's chutz from the gvul. The Eben Ezra says the mitzvah of Leisachman is to put a foot in the wall. This is what the Mitzvah of Jean says. Jean says, the Mekiyas, when he talks about Kenna. Amam lu yodu v'lu yavinu ki ein odem noigeya b'muchan l'chaveru afilu kum loin ima. Zogt, the Mitzvah of Jean, based on the Gemara in Yuma, B'tochan tells us that what Yenna has, I can't touch kum loin ima, hair breath. I can't touch, I can't be zazit. These are boundaries. It has no shaykhis to me. והכל כאשר לכל מהשם הוא כפי הצוסה עם נפלוא וחכמו זה הבלתי נדס. This is the second נקודה. Just sound the idea. Mr. Sharm says later that Malachim don't have kinah. Why do Malachim have kinah? So people say Malachim don't have bad midas. I'm saying the same thing as Mr. Sharm. הוא השולם והשאל והשם מלוכי השורס. אשר כולם שמחים בעבידוסו אישי של מקוימה. Malachim don't have kinah. Just my entire claiming. And kinah b'neichem. But why? Ain echon nischane begaver eklal ki kulam yoidim ha'emes la'amitoy va'aleizim alatoy v'asher biyodam usmeichim b'chelkom. The Sharm is mavur. It's not because they don't have kinah b'neichem. It's because they have this clarity. This clarity that this chalokim, this portions. And they realize that they could jump a million times. They could run a marathon around the world 75 times. And you're not going to be able to change a kiyuzeh v'yichelkes. It's so clear to them that this mashal of Eben Ezra is so clear. That's a bird. It's no shaykhus to me. There's no shaykhus to me. So the Me'ilah Kinnah doesn't have a mokum to start. This is a second akuda that we need to deal with Kinnah. When Amidus HaKinnah is Nisoyer and it latches on to exactly that Tzlocha that Yen has. It's an akuda. What exactly what he has? The apartment he has. The place in Shul he has. The place in Shir he has. The Chavrus he has. The Chabur that he has. When it latches on to exactly what he has. And again, we're finding it difficult to concentrate on Anakudas and Yechidus. We have to say what Yenna has no shaykhs to me. Yenna has, I can't touch. Now here's an add in Nakuda. We said a Yisoid, and this I think you have to add on to this Yisoid of Mr. Jean and Eben Ezra. We said a Yisoid that when the Kreichas and Nefesh, the Kreichas and Nefesh don't have any Seichel in them. Also, Mr. Yisoid is Kulam Yitzia, Miseichel Hanochin Vayosha. So you can't talk Seichel to the beast that's called my kochas nefesh, my kinnah. So I think you have to add in a shinya shprach when you say this over, when you talk to your nefesh Bahamas. You can't tell him, listen, you don't have shaykh to that. That's not enough. You can't tell him, listen, you can't touch that, because you should realize betochen, it's asur, it's chutz mi tchum, it's not yours. The anoichi is dying. Your knee is being eaten away. It's dying. It wants some recognition. It wants to feel good about itself. It wants to feel like it's there. It wants to feel zich. You can't. I can't. What do you mean I can't? I need it. Can't. Tell I can't. I can't have that steak. I need it. You can't. Doesn't talk to it. There's an added twist. And it's the same nekuda. The fourth is you have to add on one more prat. When the Mesilas Yesharim says, he's not just saying you can't. He's saying in this mishmach, it's not going to help you. B'chla. That's what he's saying. It's not a shayla of osur and mutter. It's not like you can't touch your friend. He's saying what your friends is your friends, and it's not going to help you. B'chla. It won't do anything for you. It won't advance you. It won't help you. Your koichas and nefesh are looking to help the anoichi. It's looking to develop you further. It's looking to make you feel special. You have to be convinced, and you have to convince your koichas and nefesh that what Yena has is not going to help you. And it's here, give it to you. In Zoya state, at the Shirush, the Issa Kalayim, we have an Issa Kalayim, many Protim, it's Masechta, it's a Tzivli, it's a Chalik Menater, Rachman Oma. But the Shirush, in the Shirush state, there's a time of the Kura, there's a mitzvah, there's a Shirush, there's an Indian behind the idea of Kalayim. The Torah said, you can't mish, you can't take Tzemer and mix with Pishtim, you can't mix wool and linen, you can't take a Geffen and mix it with an apple tree. You can't take a grapevine and mix it with an apple tree. You can't graft. You can't make a line. What's the shirsh? Talk to Zoya. The shirsh is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Yichvoid Hashem Ve'olam Yismach Hashem B'masav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we spoke about, every one of us is individual. Every creation in the world has an individual tafkin in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made its tafkin a separate tafkin. And when you mish Zecharai, what are you doing? You're mishing, you're being mahapik liyotris. You're taking this thing with its tafkid, and you're being mahapik, and you're mixing up together. This is not what a Kadosh Baruch want. Zelo yitzlach. It's kalayim. Yismach Hashem ha-masav, and the Zohar feels, v'haynu d'chsi ve'eilu shmois b'nei Yisrael. Ve'eilu shmois b'nei Yisrael, the same thing. This Yud Beis Shvatim, this Shivim Nefesh. Everyone has a different malach. If I take him, what am I going to do? He has a 42 suit. What do you want to wear his suit? You wear 38. What's it going to do? It's not going to work. It's going to look big on you. What do you want? You want to look like an idiot. You take his mishtich. It's a different word. It's not that you can't. It's not going to help. I'm rogel to say a tzir. You can say a lot of tzir like this. You know, the bacher, the yeshivish bacher, the sandwich maker, and the deer breaks. And the guy wants to have grilled cheese. The guy wants to have breaks. Everyone knows when it's under pressure. You can take an iron and you can make grilled cheese with an iron. Okay, you can take an iron and make grilled cheese with an iron. Now, what is the problem? You take iron, you want to make grilled cheese with iron. The problem is the lint that you have in the iron from the pants gets into your grilled cheese. You can have a smack of lint in your grilled cheese. And you might have cheese in your pants next time you want to use iron. You're missing your iron. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're taking something and not using it. An iron is supposed to be an iron. And a grilled cheese is bad. A sandwich maker is a sandwich maker. What are you doing? At the end of the day, you can't miss the iron without having casualties, he can't. His wife is great for him, but his wife is going to be terrible for you. His wife's outgoing, you always want to have this outgoing wife, and you have this quiet, still a wife. His wife is what he needs, and his wife is never going to help you. Okay, who's that? You think it's going to be great for you, but it's going to be nothing for you. It's not going to go anywhere. It's in Mahapachar Yetzus. You're taking something, you're calling it the Yenis Gachkis. What are you doing? Does it fit you? I feel like I'm a You have to be able to convince your koichas hanefesh this nekuda. Afilu kol moed nima doesn't mean only that it's aser. It's aser, you can't. Don't just say you can't. Can't. It wants to have the neich. You have to convince it that you're going the wrong way. You want to advance yourself. You want to make yourself better. Go back to your corner. It's not going to help you. It's like you got to get to the end of the maze. You're going the wrong way. You're going farther away. What are you doing? These are the two things that we need for kinnah. You need both things. The second akuda, alein, won't help you ever. If a person is not convinced, and a person doesn't have a shaykhus to his nakuda, so yechidus, It won't help him bichlal to say the second thing. It won't help him to tell him, it's not going to help me anything. I don't feel special bichlal. There's nothing. I don't feel I'm special in one thing in this world. What are you going to tell me? That this is not going to help me? So what is going to help me? Nothing. It's been a garnish. It's not a garnish. So of course you're going to be ochel with kinnah, rekev atom as kinnah. You have to have the aleph beis, and that's the aleph beis in Tetiv says. The aleph beis is the person has to have a shaykhis to his yechidus. And that's what we start with. The shaykhis to yechidus. For some reason, by some people, it crawled into the firm world that there's something, a person's not supposed to feel special. I don't know why. Like it's something against frumkeit. A person to feel special, no, you're supposed to feel the best. The best. You're supposed to feel the best. Does that mean you're the best? That you could be a mizgoyavian? And no, he's also the best at something. He's the best, maybe in a lot of things. I want to say one thing's the best. Oh, but you have to be able to feel the best. And a person has to understand himself. We spoke to mention this last week. That's one of our problems. We don't know. We don't know ourselves. We don't know ourselves. Is it tzav? If we're holding the meat as a kinnah, is it tzav? It's a tzav ashor. It's a tzav for a lot of reasons. It's a tzav ashor. A person has to be able to develop his yichidus. He has to appreciate his b'shvili nevoilim, his chelkoi. He has to find it out. He has to see what he's special about him. What's he so special about? And there's so many different things. There's so many different kudas that are sparkling about people. That are pasha, that he's pasha, he's brilliant. He's a race in the Caleb. We have to know that. And we have to be in contact with that. We have to know also that what we have, and we have everything that we have and we need to be, to do that yechidus. We have everything we need. No one could take that away from us. That's part of this ace. No one could ever take away what I have. It's totally in my control. Lashon Hara Chaim HaKadosh Me Atzmoy. The Alishor one place says that a place of person, a lot of times in Avoyah, the person wants to find a day, a place in Avoyah Sayyim where he could at least think about it. So he says in the bracha, the two brachas we make every day in Berachos HaShachar, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Shaasa Li Kol Tzarki. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Ameichim Etzad Dekov. One of these two brachas, Shaasa Li Kol Tzarki, a person has to think about that I have my world and I have everything but everything. Utterly Kol Tzarki. He doesn't say Roiv Tzarki, Kol Tzarki. Every single thing I need to be a Yochid, to be the best. I have the wife, I have the kids, I have the Parnosa, I have the Chavrusa, I have the Magachir. I have every single thing I need. I have the Kishrin, I have my Midas is exactly what I mean to be the best. No, it's not a pep talk. The best means the best. It's not you're so good. The best. You are the best. You have something, you're the best. Shasali called Sarki. Hameichim it's the governor. Zakta Volbid is two protim. Sarki is natural gifts that you have. Natural gifts. Hameichim it's the governor is talking about things that happen in life, occurrences that happen in life. Why'd I go to that yeshiva? Why'd I end up on this block? Meichim Mitzad HaGavra is things that happen in life. It's not a coincidence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared this is exactly. If I got this Chavrusa, if I got this neighbor, who's this neighbor is like impossible to live next to, HaMeichim Mitzad HaGavra. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is my Oilam HaYochid. This is my Oilam HaYochid. Shasso Li Kol Tzorik, HaMeichim Mitzad HaGavra. I wonder if you also want to kudu. I mentioned this a few times in the Vada. But one of the big difficulties we have to develop our individuality. And again, to develop individuality in a way that it's gulas. I have no shaykhs to him and he has no shaykhs to him. It goes both ways. What he has is not good for him, for me. And the other way around is also he can never take what I have. Because it's not good for him and it's not going to work for him. Part of that divinity, besides that we don't have any shaykhs to ourselves. We don't understand ourselves. We're not one with ourselves, that's what he said. One of the most difficult nakudas is that when we view ourselves in contrast, in the backdrop of the whole world. We're not able, b'chlal, to appreciate what we have because our original perception, our original judgment of ourselves, when we view ourselves, our original view of ourselves, we develop ourselves in contrast to everyone else. And maybe we never appreciate, it's very difficult for that person to, I go back to my tzir, appreciate that you could be a person, if you go have to go over something four times, you have a beeper of honor. But look around, no one's machshav the person who has to takes it five times, look around. People are machshav the person who was a quick tvisa. We never develop that. We have to learn to be a pinimistic person. We have to learn to be a person tackle. What's not the Rambam? You mention a guy, there's a merit of a guy, it's worth to say it every time I say it. I'm stazik more. Merit of a guy, merit of a guy. Every word of the guy was terribly seen, sometimes it's margish. Goyin, I said so from Purim. It's good to hear when you have more of a klikibul sometimes in Purim. And this is a klikibul. In Purim, the guy in the Mishle, Tesvav state, the Pasuk state, Kol Yimei Ha'aniv Raim, Kol Yimei Ani Raim, the Toiv Lev Mishle Tomei. Learn the guy, what are we talking about? We're not talking about an Ani in the Chosim and Assets. We're talking about an Ani in the Sugi from Sameach Bechelpe. That's what the guy says. Chazal say, Zeu Asher Sameach Bechelpe, the Ani means somebody, an Ani is a word for somebody who's living in lack. There could be somebody who's lacking money, and there could be somebody who's lacking because he's always living in Heder. He's living in Rekavat Someskina. His whole life, he doesn't focus on what he has. He's always looking to what he has. He never has enough, and he will never have enough. That's Kalima. He's an Oni, and his whole life is bitter. Toiv Lev Mishta Tomei. Listen to the guy. Toiv Lev Mishta Tomei. What does the words mean? The Pasuk means Toiv Lev. Toiv Lev, a person who's good hearted. Mishta Tomei. Literally means he's always partying. He's always partying. Mishta is a party. He's always partying. We would call party animal. He's partying night and day. What does that mean? Toiv Lev Mishta Tomei. What a Chazal saying? Look, the guy. Maybe dick. Like this. Chazal gave. Toiv Lev, he means a Sameach Bechelke. Toiv Lev, Taish the guy means a Sameach Bechelke, the opposite of an Ani. He's an Oshin. He's a Mishta Tomei. What does Chazal want? Chazal could just say he's happy. Chazal, every last word is Meduyik. They made a mashal to a shosui, a shikr. Look the guy, what remarkable what he's saying. One of the fascinating things, the shikr is an unbelievable matzav in a mention. It's unbelievable. Harbi Yeshel is born in a shikr. But one of the unbelievable nakudas in a shikr is that he has the ability to totally disconnect with reality. A shikr, a chmeinish, I'm not talking about someone who gets a little bit, talking about someone who gets a tight shikr. Oh, yes, a shikr. He could totally disconnect with reality. Lashon HaGoyim is, a shikr when he has this on top of the bottle, afilu ha-melech ein ha-shavalo. What does the guy mean? The guy means, you're talking about a guy, he's a guy, 38 years old, there's nothing going for him, he hasn't been married, doesn't have a penny to his name, the guy's the biggest lo-yutzlich in town. He gets shikr in Purim, let's say, because the other nights also, he gets shikr. The guy is on top of the world. He's calling out, he's all of a sudden, he tells you, bring the limousine, where are you? You know, I'm sending now $3 million to the Swiss bank over here. If you want, I want to make an investment over there. He's talking, he's like, where, what, why? He doesn't have a penny to his name, but he's in the millions. Yeah, I have Trump on the phone. The guy's mufka. Zok the goyim, afilu ha-melech in shavaloi. There's a melech over there. What are you saying? Oh, I'm more chashev than the melech. The guy doesn't say anything. That's the koyach of shikrus. Zok the goyim is a big problem with the shikr. He wakes up the next morning. That's the problem. It's a gavaldik azach. You're out of reality, but it only lasts as long as you shikr. The next morning, you're back to taka. You're not worth a penny. You don't have anything going for you. You're garnished. Zok the posik. Toiv lev mishte. Tomid. There's something that has that same exact kishrin, the same exact craft as shikrus, but it has a tomid, it's built into the person, and that's called Sameach Bechelgoi. The Sameach Bechelgoi is able to be misnatek from what we think is reality, but it's not reality. Reality means the way everyone judges everyone. Yeah, of course, everyone's supposed to have this type of wife, everyone's supposed to have this type of shana rishayna, everyone's supposed to have this type of children, everyone's supposed to have this type of kishrin, everyone's supposed to have this and this and this, that's what we think reality is. The Sameach Bechelkoi is in his own world. He makes a bracha every morning. He says, Sha'osali kol tzarki. He knows he's in his own zone and he knows he has everything that he needs. I feel a melech in the shavala. Someone says, this guy in the chabur, you're nothing compared to him. I'm nothing compared to him. What do you mean? I am the best. Why? Because I'm exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu made me. And when I do exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're elevated. You come and you steig and you fly. When you're able to be misnatic and you're able to focus into your own world and be misnatic, suggest this to your wives, it works. Go away. Don't think about everything in the park. You can listen to whatever's in the park, but go into your own world, look what you have, concentrate on your corner, on your vinkel. All of a sudden, misnatic. You're able to misnatic. You're mishti tomid. This is the second prat, the second akuda, this avoid that we need so dearly if we want to make it anywhere in the Sugya Kim. We want to make it anyway, so again, the void of seis, the void of being misraining and being misnati, then we can be zoicha to toiv lev mishta tomid. Yeah. Wow, that was great.